Cindy Powell, your Wildcat District Livestock Production Agent. Keeping a tight grip on feed costs is a priority for every beef producer. Creep feeding calves can be a good return on investment in certain situations. Maintaining the calf's efficiency at an early age is becoming much more critical with modern market requirements. The overall income of cow-calf enterprises is partially dependent on calf weaning weight. Outside of changing weaning dates, there are management strategies that can increase this factor. However, chasing weaning weights can have some negative downstream implications to the profitability of a cow herd. Strategies to increase calf weaning weight could include increased selection for maternal milk production, increased genetic selection for growth, increase in forage quality consumed by the calf, and finally, creep feeding the calf to increase nutrient intake. Creep feeding of beef calves is usually reserved for a specific market or management situation such as high calf prices, low feed prices, dry lot operations, fall-born calves, or even purebred bull calves. Creep feeding must take into account the economics of the cost of gain and potential market endpoint price. The cost of the gain from creep feeding has to be less than the value of the gain from a profitable nutritional strategy. There is data that suggests non-creep fed calves catch up with their creep fed mates after weaning. The highest return is realized if calves are sold at weaning. Under severe drought conditions, creep feeding can be used to sustain minimal calf growth. On the other end of the spectrum, a risk of creep feeding is getting them too fat, resulting in price discounts. In addition, long-term data shows that creep-fed heifers can have lower long-term productivity by decreasing lifetime milk production. Aside from the consideration of calculating the return on investment of the strategy, there are other challenges. Calves will often nibble at grain when they're about 3 weeks of age, but will not eat appreciable amounts before they are 6 to 8 weeks old. If cows are grazing lush pasture and milking well, it's often difficult to get calves started on creep feed. You can encourage grain consumption by including enticing ingredients like ground oats, wheat bran, cottonseed hulls, or even molasses. An older calf can also serve as a role model. Allow 4 to 6 inches of trough space per calf. If a fence is used around the feeder to keep cows out, the entrance for the calves should be about 1.5 feet wide by 3 feet high and strong enough to prevent cows from destroying the structure. Locate the creep feeder near water or shade where cows frequently rest. Cows need to take the calves to the creep until most calves have learned to eat from it. After most calves are accustomed to the feeder, good pasture and range management practices suggest the feeder should be located away from water and moved around in the same manner as a mineral feeder. For more information on calculating the rate of return on this sort of investment, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.